100 word stories.
I haven't eaten yet this morning. I'll get around to it eventually. Anyway, today is Gymnasty, and it's by Lawrence Simon. Gymnastics is a nasty, ugly sport. So many injuries, so many child molesters among the trainers and coaches, and yet mothers allow their daughters to participate in this body and psyche-wrecking sport. All for what? Trophies, medals, ribbons, a documentary or two, a book? I know Mary Lou Retton had a television show for PBS. The black chick who quit at the Olympics scored a DoorDash commercial, and another girl is in a Geico commercial. She jumps on the roof and grabs a frisbee for some dumbass stoners. Forget gymnastics. Spend those free hours studying math, science, and engineering. Well, that's it for today's 100-word story. You can tell it's pretty dated, but I keep stuff in the archives, I write some new stuff, I churn it around, stir it around, what works for the day, and then I pick out a story anyway. One a day until the day I die.com. Didn't the one who quit come back and score a bunch in Paris or something? I mean, cool for her, but I don't think I watched any of it. I saw some highlights of some weird target shooting stuff and the archery where people are just decked out like cyborgs. And it's like, okay, but where's the athlete? I don't know. That's where wrestling is like, okay, it's just wrestler on wrestler with a mat and some pads. And but then again, the Iranians, the less said about them, the better. And it's technically not them, it's their country. But if they bow out because of their country, it's a choice they make, I guess. I don't know. The older I get, the less I know. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.